Everybody calls me Bacon. And it's been for a long time. I don't think you get to pick your own nickname. So, but the name of my business is Magic Bus Catering, because curse words don't work very well in the business world. So I just kind of jumped to the chase. We called ourselves a different name, MF Bacon, and all spelled out and everything. And it works great in a parking lot in Philadelphia. But I have a lot of respect for the county of Boulder and the city of Lyons, especially. Lyons is one of those towns that, you know, we want kids coming here. We want people enjoying the great outdoors. You might even see a wild animal, you know, all sorts of crazy fun stuff. We've got deer all over the place here. And so I decided with Magic Bus Catering, because my original goal was to renovate a shuttle bus that I bought. And then I realized how hard of work it was, so I just went out and bought a trailer instead.
Made in Chihuahua, Mexico.
This? Really?
Nice family, as I was learning Spanish, starting to learn my Spanish. This nice family had it for sale, and eventually we came up with a deal, and I bought it from them, and the Ansel was more expensive. But it's been, you know, this was my dream. This truly was what I've wanted for the last 7 years, and it just seemed like it kept getting pushed. I get close and I get close and then it gets pushed away, and you know, it just kept, you know, and then finally we were able to get over the line with this. And the guy who used to have his food truck here put my plumbing in, and that was the day that I was about ready to give up. And I met him and he goes, "Oh, we got this." I was like, "Really?" He goes, "Oh yeah, we got this. This is easy." So this is yours.
Holy!
This is yours. This is the mango red onion.
All right. You're gonna come over and talk?
Sure, definitely. You guys, I will lead you over there. We only have green chili, sriracha ketchup, mustard, steak sauce. So, are any of these things? This right here is like my favorite thing in the entire world. Bourbon peach.
That's what I'm having. There it is.
Can you describe here this lovely dish that you made?
No, I know you're not gluten-free, or you would have told me, but this is kind of my gluten-free option, because potatoes are gluten-free. I was able to come up with an idea to substitute for bread, because gluten-free bread is kind of a ripoff. It's like a big cracker. And so what I did is I took smoked steak. The steak is smoked with a rub on it that I make, and I like to use the ribeye cut because it's got that marbleizing fat that's really yummy and makes the meat taste even better. And I just mix it onto some fries that I air fry. I don't have a fryer. I don't want to smell like a restaurant when I get home from work. And so, and then I just topped it with red onions and some bacon and some cheese, because pretty much everything I make has bacon. I will make it without, I promise. But for the most part, everything I make, that's why they call me Bacon in every bite. You also got two jalapeno poppers that have been stuffed with bison, cream cheese, cheddar cheese, more bacon, jalapeno, spinach, garlic, rub, and egg. And then they're wrapped in thick cut bacon, and they're smoked for about 45 minutes in my smoker with a little bit of wood and on it. I usually use hickory and apple together. And then I roll them up and I cook them three times so they turn into an old person in a bathtub. So they're super soft and easy to eat, and people just gobble them down. They're a lot of work, but they're really delicious.
They look delicious. Oh, Steve, first bites.
This is stupid, man. This is like, you've seen, like, when chefs make grilled cheese, it's kind of different than what I do on the stove with Kraft individually wrapped slices.
Right. That's how it started. Don't worry, that's how it started.
This is stupid.
Do you get a lot of customers throughout the day?
Yeah. We have a couple breaks during the day to do dishes. I have a commissary kitchen about a mile away, and that's a big requirement in the health department. And I have, you know, a couple grocery stores, and then I buy my meat on certain days when I'm not working. But I start with a breakfast shift, and then I do a lunch shift, and then I do an afternoon shift, and then I do a dinner shift. And then I do a 11 to 11 o'clock shift. So that fills out, and I work about 16, 17 hours every day, because I'm the owner and I'm the operator. Yep, I'm 100% owner of it. I don't have really anybody else to answer to, other than the, you know, the Spirit Hound Distillers are you know, the people I work with, and so they're kind of like my guardrails. You said I'm on roller skates. I haven't taken the roller skates off for a long time, and I took them off this spring, and it really kind of felt good. You know, I go to the gym at 5:30 in the morning and swim and do my thing, and then get here and prepare food all day. If it's slow, I almost kind of like some days that are slow because I have to make those poppers, and they're not easy. And I have to, you know, cut lots of fruit, lots of vegetables, and get everything prepared. And I gotta smoke the steak, I gotta do the burger, you know, so there's always something to do. And, you know, when you get to look at that mountain all day, I don't even know what they call that mountain. The puddle in front of my booth is Loch Bacon. I do have a feeling one day one of those mountain lions up there is gonna smell my bacon, come down and say, today 2 for 1. I get the sandwich and you.